Each April, we try to get information out to the community about child abuse prevention. And across the state, they have a campaign that they call Pinwheels for Prevention, the little toy pinwheels that blow in the wind. We plant those pinwheels to represent the number of reports of child abuse that we received over the past year. And this year we planted 89 of those pinwheels.
How does that compare to previous years, 89 pinwheels?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because we saw a pretty big reduction in the amount of child abuse and neglect reports over the past year, where in 2016, I believe we had close to 170. The state has allocated money for us to use and encourage county agencies to provide prevention services. And we try to provide those in a way where we reach families prior to a report needing to be made about a concern for a child's safety.
So a big component of this is the neglect piece. I think when people think about abuse, it's usually physical abuse. Can you speak to the damage done by neglect?
A large majority of the reports that we do see are neglect related, and there's a lot of different categories of neglect. We get reports where there's concerns for a child's safety due to things like substance use in the home and how that impacts supervision or sometimes discipline. Sometimes we get reports because there's been a domestic violence incident between adults in the home. There might be a lot of stress in the home. There might be some violence in the home. Children who are exposed to these type of environments are more likely to have lifelong problems, things like mental health and education, attainment, and criminal activity when people are adults.
What is the minimum that is considered abuse?
When we receive a report, we don't go knocking on people's doors without really going through a process to make sure it meets criteria. Child abuse and neglect happens across all different economic situations, all different cultural situations, and it doesn't mean that someone is a bad person. They usually care for and love their children very much. And so we really try to connect with people in a way where they don't feel judged or shamed and know that there's services in our community to help support them.
So our listening area extends through Garfield, Eagle, Pickens, and Lake counties.
Right.
Are you familiar with the services available in those other counties?
Each county looks a little different on how their staff and their teams are structured and how they provide services. And there's a lot of partnerships happening across these counties with a lot of the local nonprofits. Just calling the Department of Human Services in your county where you live, you can get linked or connected with different service providers that might be helpful for families and kids.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you.